Okay, it is 7:28 here on the morning show, and I'm pleased to have here in the studio Cheyenne Byard. Good morning, Cheyenne.
Good morning.
I thought I was going to talk to you on the phone. It's great to see you, royalty in my studio today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
She's even got a crown on. That's cool. So
yeah.
So you're going to reign until June when the next Miss Wyoming is crowned. So you're about halfway through the year. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been amazing so far. So I was crowned last June, and like you said, I have about 6 months left. Miss America was in September, so that's kind of the biggest part of the year. It was a whirlwind just preparing for that. But now I get to come back to Wyoming and just serve throughout the state. So I'll be visiting lots of different communities, doing service projects, and appearing where I can to meet with people and make connections.
Okay. Now, you know, when I talked to you, you were preparing to go to Miss America contest in September. Tell us about that. I'm sure that was just a hoot.
It was so much fun. I was in Atlantic City for 2 weeks. It was the best 2 weeks of my life, honestly. All the girls were amazing. I didn't have one bad experience, and it all went by so quickly, but if I could do it again, I definitely would.
You probably have garnered some lifelong friends.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we still stay in touch.
Did you feel like, I know that you prepped for that, for Miss America and everything. What were some of the surprises? Were things that you were not prepared for?
You know, I felt pretty prepared because I had some former Miss Wyomings giving me advice and everything.
Okay.
I felt like I did pretty well in my competitions. I set out there what I wanted to, and it just turned out that it wasn't me, which was okay. I don't think that you can ever really fully prepare to have your dream shattered like that, but that's why it's so important to pick yourself up and move on, and that's why I'm so happy to be back in Wyoming and spreading my messages both with my platform and what you can do when a dream like that doesn't come true and how you can move on, and that's why I want to talk to people across the state about my experience.
Okay. Well, you know, and I would think anytime that you're in a competition, you know, we in America, we want to win, you know.
Exactly.
And I'm sure you went there with the expectation that you want to do your best and you want to come back with the Miss America crown. That didn't happen. But, you know, how do you think your performance rated? Were you pleased with your, I know you're a singer, so I'm sure that was your, you know, that was a talent that you portrayed there. What other competitions did you have?
So there are five competitions. There's the interview, which is 10 minutes one-on-one with the judges, and mm-hmm. that's not something that the audience sees, so that happens. I had mine in prelims about 3 or 4 days before the final night of Miss America. And then on stage, what the audience sees, you have on stage question, which you have 15, 30 seconds to answer depending on the question.
And you have no idea what that question is.
You have no idea. So in prelims, we knew that it would be about our platform, but if you made top 15 and actually competed that Sunday night, you didn't have a clue what it could be. So it is a surprise. You have to be prepared. Other than that, like you said, we have talent. We have swimsuit, which is just a fitness competition. It's about confidence in your walk. An evening gown, of course, which is all about the elegance and the way you present yourself.
Okay. That 10-minute interview, that had to be pretty...
You know, I like talking to people, so okay. It doesn't scare me too much, but it can be intimidating because it is with some bigger names and celebrities, and the judges do their research on you, so you do your research on the judges. But it wasn't nearly as intimidating as I thought. Once I walked into the room, they were really friendly. The 10 minutes just kind of flew by, and I wish I could have talked to them more, you know, but all 51 girls had great interviews, so... Yeah, it's a fun process, but it's tricky to know where you stand in the group because you don't get placed beyond top 15. So if you're not called that last night, you don't know exactly how you did. But I would definitely say that I'm proud of my performance, and I was happy with how it went. And
okay.
Yeah.
Were you one of those 15?
I was not one of the top 15, but I did kind of do some uncharted things for Wyoming. I was one of the top 4 finalists for the Women in Business Scholarship, which has never happened before.
Okay.
And a couple pageant blogs were watching me. I was one to watch, and I didn't end up making it, but that's all right because I think I left an impression there that was very good for Wyoming.
Okay. Well, I'm, you know, from all indications that I've heard that you honored Wyoming very well with your presence there.
Thank you.
So, anybody that did you meet anybody that like, wow, I met so and so? Who was the most famous person that you met during that process?
You know, there's quite a few celebrities. Of course, you get to meet Miss America herself, which is a big deal. And we had a Miss America among us. It was Miss North Dakota that won. But as far as other celebrities go, some of the judges, like we had Thomas Rhett as a judge. It was pretty cool to meet him. We had some different news reporters from different stations. So the preliminary judges are different from the judges on the final night. On the final night, Dick Clark Production brings in more celebrity judges. So we had like Jordan Sparks, like I said, Thomas Rhett. I'm trying to remember a few of the other names. But yeah, so it was really cool to meet them afterwards, you know, because they're all headed to the after party too. And we're like, hey, and they just crowned Miss America from our group. So it's pretty fun.
And Miss North Dakota is kind of our neighbor. So
And North Dakota had never won before. So even though it wasn't me, it's great to see a small state up there representing. She's amazing.
Yeah. So what have you – Since you came back from the Miss America competition, what have you been doing as Miss Wyoming?
Yeah, well, my primary focus right now has been school because it's my last semester for my degree right now. But I have been doing a couple different things in my community. I got to go down to Cheyenne, our state capital, and meet the governor for the American Heart Association in October. So it's been fun to do some advocacy with them. I'll be visiting more schools and communities starting in January. I'll kind of go on my statewide tour. I've been at the Christmas stroll in Sheridan. I did a holiday dinner last week where I got to volunteer, and really just any service opportunities that I can, even if they're last minute, I jump on them because that's what I love to do and that's what I want to spread about Miss Wyoming because we're all about the service.
So during the holiday season, if there's a business that, gosh, let's spice it up a little bit and have Miss Wyoming, all they have to do is call you, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Call or email me, and all my information is on my Facebook page.
Of course. You're in your – is it your second year in at Sheridan College?
Yes, at Sheridan College. So it's an associate's degree.
Okay. So, you kind of got to make sure that – you know, it would be bad if Miss Wyoming didn't turn in her homework on time.
Exactly. Miss America's all about the scholarship, so I want to give them a good reputation.
That's right. So what are your plans after leaving Sheridan College?
Well, like I said, this next semester I'll be taking off just to tour the state more because I'd like to give everything that I can to my title and give back to my state after all that they've given me. But next fall I'll hopefully be heading down to the University of Wyoming to continue my education there.
Okay. Now, I know from talking to you this past spring, you're kind of an advocate for you have type 1 diabetes, right?
Yes, correct.
So how's it going for you?
You know, it's always a challenge, especially when you're on the road early and doing lots of activities. Before Miss America, I was up at like 4 o'clock in the morning working out every day. So it presents an extra challenge to have something like diabetes because you never really know with it. It's a little bit unpredictable, although you do all you can to control it. But it's been good. You know, I've been working through it on a personal level, and hopefully I'll be getting to do some more advocacy things with the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation and local hospitals and even fundraisers for organizations just spreading awareness about what type 1 diabetes is and that you can still accomplish just as much with it. You just have to go about it in a different way sometimes.
Okay. For our listeners, you know, there's different types of diabetes. What is type 1?
Type 1 is an autoimmune disorder. You didn't do anything to cause it, and there is no cure for it right now. It means that you're dependent upon insulin, so injections or a pump. I personally do injections. It doesn't really go away. It's life-threatening every single day because, like I said, if your blood sugar goes too high or too low, it could result in death regardless of how well you've been taking care of yourself. So you really just have to monitor it and adjust your lifestyle. But it doesn't keep you from doing things. You just have to reflect upon it. So when you're being athletic, you know, you can still do sports. You can still do everything that everybody else does. There are really famous athletes that have diabetes, but you sometimes have to adjust based upon your blood sugars. You might not be able to do a really big workout that day. You might just have to settle for some stretching and some yoga or something.
Got to listen to your body.
Yeah, yeah, listen to your body.
I would think that it was probably a challenge for all the travel that you've done, you know, to manage your diet and everything during that time because you're not at home eating
exactly
food in your own kitchen.
Yeah, it can be. You know, luckily at Miss America, we had really good food all the time, which was amazing because we had heard in years past that the food at Miss America wasn't the best. Some formers had warned us, and us girls were like, what are they talking about? Because it was so good, we never stopped eating.
You didn't gain any weight on that part, did you?
I mean, we were constantly going, but yeah, you almost could. I mean, there was always food in the dressing room, and yeah, it was really a good experience.
Okay. Now, I read in your bio that one of your scholastic's ambition is to get a master's degree in business.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, so that's something that obviously when you graduate after a four-year degree, that means more education, more schooling.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really know what I'd like to do. I'm just a general business major right now. I'd like to have my own business and contribute back to my state economy, which I think is a really big factor, especially from a state like Wyoming where we're small and small businesses are kind of our backbone. I'm not sure what direction I want that business to take yet. I have a few ideas swimming around in my head, but I know I'd like to give back no matter what I do. And even after I pass on my title, service is always going to be a big part of my life.
Okay. You know, and Sheridan, there's a number of businesses down there that I'm sure that you probably know the owners. You might pick their brains, look at some of the successful businesses in Sheridan and say, what are you doing right? So you're trying to borrow some of those ideas?
Exactly, yeah. So I work at the Paint Post, which is a little paint and sip in Sheridan, and okay. I get a lot of advice from my boss there because that's a small business that she started, and it's been pretty successful. So it's good, yeah.
Now, another ambition, well, your secret wish or dream, was to be a Rockette in New York City.
Yes, unfortunately, I wasn't tall enough. So they are pretty strict about their height requirements. I think it's like 5'10 that you have to be even to audition to be a Rockette. But I grew up dancing. That wasn't my talent that I did at Miss America, but dancing is always in my heart. So yeah, I wanted to be a Rockette. And I've been to New York City once before, but I'm really excited because the end of this month, I'm going with a few of my friends from Miss America, and we are going to do a meet and greet with the Rockettes.
Oh,
so
that's
even
great.
Though I will never be one, I'll get to meet one.
Well, that's a dream smashed, but you know, I think that if you I know my wife is from Brooklyn, New York, and she spent most of her life in New York, and she doesn't really miss it. Her daughter is there, but I know that that talking to her daughter, she kind of misses the mountains once in a while. I would think if you're a Rockette in New York City, it would be fun, but you'd have to get back to and get a little bit of the Bighorn Mountain taste.
Oh, exactly.
On a regular basis.
Completely. Yeah, I know. Even coming back from Miss America, like, you miss the mountains. It was beautiful in Atlantic City, but it was good to be back home.
Now, the performance you did, you were a singer. I know you did some singing before you went. Is that what you did as far as your talent?
Yeah. So I sang "Putting on the Ritz" by Judy Garland. I think mm-hmm. it was like 1937 version. So
yeah.
I really like vintage things, and I wanted to do something that kind of represented that because I have a very classic style, and that's what I did. It was a lot of fun up on that big stage.
Now, when you did that song, were you dressed in a apparel that would kind of be representative of that?
It was a really big, like, emerald green dress, and it was very vintage. I don't quite know how to explain it. It was different. It had kind of a fluffy little collar thing.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and you only get one chance to practice on the stage, and that's the day that you compete your talent. So, I mean, you can rehearse as much as you want behind the scenes, but you really only get that one shot, and then you perform that night. So it's kind of nerve-wracking, you know, you get up there and it's the biggest arena that you've ever performed in, but it was so much fun, and they have all the lights that are specialized going on behind you, and you don't really know what your performance looks like, and you watch it later, and it's just surreal, really.
Did you critique your performance? Did you think, I should have done better? Or were you pleased with what you did?
You had the opportunity to meet with a coach for 5 minutes, or not a coach, but like a representative. Mm-hmm. So I got to talk to my mom for 5 minutes after my dress rehearsal performance, and she gave me some pointers and stuff, you know, and yeah, it was fun. I was satisfied with my performance. As soon as I got off stage that night competing in talent and prelims, I remember my security guard, Chris, asked me, how did that go? And I was like, I don't know. Did I just do that? Like, it didn't even feel real. And to this day, I'm still not even sure if Miss America really happened because it was such a dream.
So you were there for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And now, let's talk about the next competition for Miss Wyoming. Will you be part of that? Obviously, you'll have to give up your crown and everything like that. But will you play a role in this next competition?
Yeah, so I obviously don't get to choose who the next Miss Wyoming is or anything, but I will, you know, I get to choose the theme and kind of everything that goes on behind the scenes is me and my board choosing that, and I will be giving up my title, like you said, which I don't really want to think about yet because I still have 6 months left, but I am really excited for the things that we're already starting to plan, and we're having some local competitions throughout the state to get some local title holders out there. Try to make Wyoming a little bit more aware of the Miss America program is what we're doing and build it up because we didn't have that many girls this past year. We've always been a smaller state, but it's a great opportunity for scholarships and education and really just making yourself a well-rounded individual. So we want to show girls this opportunity. And yeah, I'll be there throughout the show. I'll be performing like my Miss America talent and everything. And yeah, new Miss Wyoming will be crowned June 23rd in Sheridan.
Okay. Well, and then in Sheridan.
Yeah. So Sheridan's the home of the pageant. It has been
for quite
a while now. Yeah. Okay. So I was crowned in Sheridan, which was nice because I was the first gal in a little while that came from Sheridan itself. So having a hometown girl has been fun for the community. And yeah, it's at the Wild Theater every year.
Okay. Have you had any young ladies that have come up to you and say, you know, I'm wanting to try this, and how can you help me? Have you got some people that some young
definitely,
girls
definitely, yeah.
Saying that
I'll
they're
have people
interested.
Message or email me or come up to me on the street. You know, even littler girls can be enrolled in our princess program, so that's just kind of a fun thing for younger gals. And then we have our teen program too. So my teen will be in Sheridan this weekend, which is awesome. Her name is Amelia. She's from Wheatland. So, yeah, it applies to girls of all ages, really, and pageants are really relevant in society yet because it helps promote confidence. And when a girl messages me, you know, asking about it and seeing if it's something that she's interested in, I just tell her what I can do to help. You know, I can't do anything unfair that would sway the judges. But, of course, I offer advice like how I prepare for interview and I give them some questions or something like that.
Sure, sure. Well, I would imagine your family is very proud of your accomplishment. Your mother probably is kind of living through that dream with you, right?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, I come from a ranch family, so Miss Wyoming was something that was definitely never on their radar, and they've supported me through it immensely. So they have been fantastic, but, you know, even when I won, they had no clue what was going to happen. So it's been kind of fun to watch them come on this journey with me, and especially, like, my dad, because he's been really involved with it, too, and passionate about it, and it's fun to see people that wouldn't ordinarily think about something that they think is a stereotypical beauty pageant, and as they see that it's not, and how they've become advocates for it too. So my family's been amazing.
Okay, now you're a ranch family. So, what do you raise on the ranch? Cows, horses?
We have a few cows, yeah, and we have some horses too.
Okay. So are you involved in some of the chores and everything out at the farm, at the ranch?
A little bit, yeah. I was involved with horses a lot more as I was growing up, and then once we moved here to Sheridan. I'm originally from Iowa.
Okay.
But I moved here during my childhood, so I've been here for about 10 years now. And then I kind of moved into dance and school and everything like that. But horses have always been a big part of my life, and that's how my brother and I grew up because my parents were horse trainers back in Iowa. So, yeah.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around Miss Wyoming feeding horses.
Oh, yeah. I love horses. Absolutely. And my brother does a bunch of rodeo things. So,
okay.
Yeah, they're definitely part of my life.
So your brother, what's he think about being? I'm the brother of royalty.
I mean,
does he kid you about that?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So we're actually twins.
Oh, you are.
And he, okay. Of course, he's proud of me. You know, he's a typical boy, and he doesn't really understand all of it either. But I know he was so excited when I won. You know, he was just freaking out, telling all of his friends. He saw it on social media that night because he wasn't able to be at the pageant. You know, and we didn't know that I was going to win, and he was just so happy, and he got on the plane for the first time to come to Atlantic City to see me, and
that's
being
great.
The cowboy type, he's not really a big fan of flights, you know, so that was awesome to see him there and to have him there, and he's been a great support system, too.
I can only imagine what his life is like, because all these guys are saying, hey, can you introduce me to your sister, Miss Wyoming? He probably
sometimes
gets that a lot.
I think that happens, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, it's been fun. I have to ask you, this is a personal question. I started growing my hair long. For all my life, I've always had short hair. Grew my hair long because, middle-age crazy or whatever, you know. But I have bad hair days for the first time ever. Okay, does Miss Wyoming have a bad hair day?
Oh, definitely.
What do you do when you've got an event and you just can't get your hair to do what you want it to do?
I mean, sometimes you just have to roll with it and change your plans and... Yeah, it definitely happens, you know, and I ended up cutting my hair off after Miss America, you know, because you do so much styling there, and it's a little bit easier now that it's shorter, but yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, so again, when's your next event? So if listeners are saying, I'd like to meet Miss Wyoming and Cheyenne Byer, where are you at next?
Yeah, so I'd love to invite everybody to come down to Luminous Brewery in Sheridan this Saturday, December 9th. We have a fundraiser that's starting there at 6 o'clock. It'll go to benefit the Miss Wyoming Scholarship Program, so all the contestants that are competing this next year and furthering their education, as well as Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, which is the partner platform for the Miss America organization.
Okay.
And that just goes to help all the kiddos in Wyoming who travel to Denver to be treated at those children's hospitals. So we are definitely affected by that. And there will be a taco bar, live music. You'll get to meet me and Miss Wyoming's outstanding teen, Amelia. So yeah, it should be a good time and everybody's invited. I think Luminous is very generously donating, I think it's $1 per pint too. So it's going to be a good night.
Okay. Luminous Brewery this Saturday night at what time?
6 o'clock.
Okay, 6 o'clock, and you get to see Miss Wyoming there. So, and it's for a good cause.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, Cheyenne, thanks for coming down today. And I was pumped to be able to talk to you. But I'm even more happy that you were able to come in the studio this morning and take the drive down.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to do it.
Thanks for being on. We'll take a break.